Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlick.
How many of you take your water consumption for granted? Well, there's a ministry called the Bucket Ministry that's been helping people around the world have clean, safe drinking water, but a deeper purpose to share the gospel with them about the living water of Jesus Christ. Well, Chris Beth is my guest today. He's the founder, chief storyteller, and director of Bucket Ministry. And Chris is joining me today to talk about water. Chris, welcome.
Judy, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be able to unpack some stories and share of a bigger problem that most of us don't realize actually exists around the world.
Talk about the water crisis. Is there really a water crisis?
Well, I will tell you, Judy, I came out of the business world. I was a business consultant for 35 years, and I really never gave it a thought because when I was thirsty, and I still do this, I go to my refrigerator and I put my cup underneath the filter and I get safe water and I never think about it. In fact, I've even trained myself. I don't even drink out of the garden hose anymore like I did growing up.
Yeah, we used to do that too growing up. And I do the same thing you do. I go in my refrigerator and it's great cold water and it's through the filter and I'm like, okay.
So I lived my life that way for a long, long time. And in 2012, I saw some things in the Brazilian Amazon while I was on a trip with my daughter that informed me. It changed my mind. It changed me at the core of who I am. And I saw people drinking out of a river, and they thought that was normal as their sole source of water. So the World Health Organization cites that 785 million people around the world lack access to something I've taken for granted my entire life. And Judy, I want to tell you something that's really just going to floor you. And right now, and this is a little bit of a rough statement, but just bear with me. Right now, if I walk into my bathroom and I dip water out of my toilet and drink it, I will have cleaner water than a majority of the world has access to.
Wow. Wow. And you're not including the United States in that. And what other countries are you not including that don't have a water crisis?
Well, most of the developed areas of the world have access to clean water, but a majority of the world does not. So we currently work in 20 countries, and we work in Central America, South America, Africa, Asia. And in these places, we work with people that have never seen what clear water looks like. And that's something that I still am amazed every time I see this. When we show people what clear water looks like in some of these places where we serve, it's the first time they've ever seen that. And it puts it in perspective, right? Because we're used to it. Water is supposed to look clear. It's supposed to be safe for us. But honestly, a majority of the world does not have that access.
You started the Bucket Ministry, not-for-profit organization. What do you do that's so unique to help people with water?
Well, we use a very simple water filter, but while it's simple, it's deeply rooted in a very effective technology. And this water filter attaches to any bucket or receptacle, like it will attach to a 5-gallon bucket, and you can fill this bucket up with dirty water, and then you'll start the filter, and the water will flow through the filter, and the filter will capture all the dirt, debris, sediment, and contaminants all the way down to the bacterial level. So the filter technology comes from kidney dialysis technology.
Oh, yeah.
And it's rooted in this hollow fiber membrane technology. and it features an absolute 0.1 pore size. So it filters all the way down to the bacterial level at the highest effective log rate, which that there's a bunch of science terms there, Judy. So
I know. I was going to say, what do you mean, Chris?
Let's not get overwhelmed with that. But all we need to know for us non-science folks is this filters down to the bacterial level. So these filters will remove typhoid, cholera, amoebic dysentery, Giardia, E. coli, Salmonella, which is a majority of the waterborne diseases that afflict people without access to clean, safe drinking water around the world.
You started in Brazil?
I was on a trip in the Brazilian Amazon with my daughter, and I got to see exactly the problem firsthand. I walked into a home on the side of the Amazon River, and this wonderful Brazilian couple welcomed us into their home. And the woman of the house looks at me and she said, "Are you thirsty?" through my interpreter. And I looked around. I said, "Yeah, I'm thirsty. I'm just this giant, sweaty American, right?" And I'm looking around the house, Judy, and I'm looking for a refrigerator or a water cooler or some other form of clean water, and I don't see anything. So, again, I didn't even know people had to drink out of a river. So I watched this woman. She goes in her kitchen, and she gathers two cups. They were mismatched. They were cracked. And she walks outside. And I walked in the doorway to see what she was doing because I thought, that's funny. I didn't see a water cooler outside because this house is literally on the edge of the Amazon River. So what she does is she bends down on the edge of a dock, and she collects two cups of water from the river. And Judy, I remember standing in the doorway like it was yesterday, and I'm thinking, what in the world is this woman doing? What does she think I'm going to do with this? And sure enough, she comes in and hands one cup of river water to me, one cup to my interpreter. So at this point, I had a decision to make. What am I going to do? If I drink this, I'm going to spend the rest of the trip in the bathroom. If I don't, she is going to think I'm rude because I just made such a big deal on how thirsty I was. So I looked over at my interpreter, and he's wagging his finger no. So I realized I can't drink it. But then the gravity of this situation set in, Judy. And that was, she thinks that drinking from the river is normal.
You started this ministry, and not only do you bring water through water filters to help clean up the water, but you bring other water with a purpose.
Amen. Well, yes, and the water filter addresses a major physical need, right? But our real goal at the Bucket Ministry is to address the spiritual need, those people that are far from God. And so when we distribute a water filter, we do that with the hopes that we can earn the right to share the gospel. And for those that come to faith or those that are already following Jesus, we earn the right to start teaching discipleship lessons to them. And the filter is a mechanism by which we start that relationship. We distribute these filters to anyone, regardless of their social class, their economic class, their religious belief. So universally, whether people decide if they want to hear about Jesus or follow Jesus, they're still going to get one of these water filters.
So how much does it cost if someone wanted to donate for the water filters?
Yeah, on average, it costs us $50 to provide the water filter, the bucket, follow-up visitations by local missionaries, a Bible, and antiparasitic medicines for that family. So for less than I can take my family to Applebee's and eat one meal, we can provide generational access to an entire family of clean, safe drinking water that will last them over 20 years. These filters will last over 20 years. But more importantly, it gives us an opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ in their home and start to disciple them.
Where can people find out more about the Bucket Ministry?
Well, they can start their journey at thebucketministry.org, thebucketministry.org.
Chris Beth is my guest founder, chief storyteller, and director of the Bucket Ministry. Chris, you're in 20 countries now. Where do you hope to go from here?
Great question, Judy. And really, at the end of the day, I hope to help just one more family than we did last year. We have no goals of working in any new countries, but we're open to where God opens a door for us to walk through. Last year, we helped about 41,000 families have their first taste of clean water and to hear the gospel. So I hope it's just one more than last year, but I have a feeling God will do a lot more than that.
Living water, natural water. Help people stay alive and be healthy. Chris Beth is my guest. Chris, in closing, what would you like to say to our listeners?
Well, I just hope that this story, Judy, has become an anthem for someone out there that's sitting on the couch that says, hey, listen, I see a problem, but I don't know anything about that. I don't know how to help people. I don't know how to solve that problem. And my story is really simple. I was a business guy. I saw a problem, and I said yes to God when he called. And I knew nothing about a world water crisis. And I believe that there are people sitting out there right now listening that say, what can I do? I'm just an ordinary, untrained, uneducated person. How can I help someone? And I hope that they hear this and they understand that you can be involved in solving a problem. You can be involved in helping people, but your first step is just to say yes.
Chris, again, where do people go to find out more?
It's thebucketministry.org, thebucketministry.org.
Awesome. I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. Chris, thanks for joining me today, and I hope that you will help give people not only living water, but natural water as you begin to support the Bucket Ministry.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlick, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlick.com or email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlick.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlickspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlick's website, email her at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com.